Well, we heard this week that MPs have decided to back the move to allow homosexual couples to marry. They voted in favour of the same-sex marriage bill by a majority of 225. If this becomes law, it will mean that same-sex couples could get married in both civil and religious ceremonies. But religious institutions can choose whether they consent to this. So we thought it was important to understand where some of the UK's most prominent Asian religions stood on the topic. This evening we bring you a range of case studies, beginning with Muslim.
My name is Ibrahim Mogra. I'm the Assistant Secretary General at the Muslim Council of Britain. Within the teachings of Islam, marriage is encouraged very much. And marriage is between a man and a woman. We have a number of terms and conditions for the validity of a marriage in Islam, and one of the fundamental ones would be a male and a female both willing to be married together and agreeing to the contract. And when we consider the possibility of a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman, clearly they do not meet the terms and conditions of a Muslim marriage, because one of them is not of the opposite gender, and therefore that union would not be regarded as a marriage. The imam would not be able to conduct that ceremony because a fundamental condition is absent and missing.
And here are thoughts from a Hindu perspective.
My name is Anil Banot, Managing Director of Hindu Council UK. The Hindus actually do not discriminate against gays, first of all. They are allowed to worship in temples, and they are allowed to do ceremonies and rituals as they wish. And as far as marriage is concerned, the Hindu marriage is strictly between man and woman. I would be in favor of a blessing for the gay couples, you know, because they cannot be denied the spiritual blessing of God, you know. That, but, you know, the marriage, the word marriage is slightly, a little bit sort of constrained in terms of the Hindu religious ceremony. That is strictly between male and female.
So what about gay marriage from the Sikh point of view? Well, I've been speaking to a young Sikh man who doesn't want to use his real name, so we're calling him Hardeep. He told me about the difficulties he faces by being Sikh and gay.
Within the Sikh community, it's kind of a taboo subject. And when I was growing up and I found out that I was a homosexual, telling my parents was the first thing I wanted to do. Unfortunately, that didn't work out so well. And they were saying, well, you know, we'll fix you, we'll pray for you, we'll make you better. Obviously, I knew in my heart that's not possible to do. Mm-hmm. Over time, I became more and more comfortable with my sexuality and began telling my extended family and their parents and stuff. And, you know, now I'm in a really good situation.
What sort of age were you then when you realised that you were gay?
Oh, it's a bit tricky one. I'd say about 20. When I finished my A-levels and starting university, that's when I realised, yeah. Quite late.
So when you first thought you'd like to mention it to your parents, how did you think you were going to approach it?
It was, so to my parents' credit, they've always taught me to be open and honest with them. Mm. There's never been a subject where I cannot say something to them. I've always been very blunt and honest. So when these thoughts entered my head, my immediate reaction was, right, I'm going to speak to my parents and see what they say and how we can all go together through it.
So you said they were sort of thinking maybe we can cure you from it. So what was their suggestion?
They wanted to pray for, you know, fixing me. And obviously when I said to them, genuinely, I said that I will pray for your happiness. So I never said that I will pray to get straight. I will pray for your happiness. And indirectly, I wanted to pray for their acceptance, because their acceptance is very, very important to me.
What about the community? Were they worried that the community is going to start saying things to them and to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's inevitably going to happen. The third time that I came out to my parents, I did tell them that a lot of the family members know, you know, these family members are respected by my parents and vice versa. And their initial reaction was, I cannot believe that they supported you in your decision. And their immediate reaction again was that they're not going to go to the house. They're spiritually being laughed at. And I think deep down, my parents know, my whole family knows. And the family don't see it as an issue, so why should they? That's what I'm hoping will happen in the long term.
And the community now, you sort of openly wander around with a boyfriend or a partner?
Whenever I have been dating someone, I don't hide from showing my emotions. So if I would like to hold their hand in public, I will do that with no problem whatsoever.
Right. And has anybody ever made any comments, derogatory comments towards you from the Asian community?
Surprisingly, no. I mean, you know, I wear a turban, so naturally people look at me anyway. But then when I'm holding another guy's hand, that's like a big reason to look at me.
Yeah.
But I haven't. It's normally second or third looks, and I don't think it registers, or sometimes it registers, and they sort of like are shocked more than thinking of it in a derogatory way. They just, I think it's probably the first time they've seen it, so it's quite nice to see that reaction.
And what about the religious side of things? Do you feel you're religious?
Yeah, so I am very, very religious, you know. I try and follow the Sikh faith to the best ability that I can. And Sikhism is an inclusive religion. It's all about accepting everyone, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, or caste, or anything like that. Everybody is accepted as an equal. It's the reason that we all have langar on the world floor, we're all at the same level. And, you know, there's other things, such as the Laban, which is a collection of four hymns that are sung during the marriage ceremony. They don't mention genders at all. Mm. They just mention the souls are genderless and they unite to marry with God. So there's nothing saying that homosexuality is condemned.
Now, recently, obviously, in the news, you've seen that the government is likely to pass the law same-sex marriages can take place. I mean, what do you feel about that?
It's definitely a step forward. I mean, obviously, I was campaigning for that, so I'm very, very happy with the outcome.
Will you be able to get married in a Gurdwara, then?
If the opportunity arose, I would grab it with both hands. I definitely am the kind of person that wants to get married and start a family life, and I see no reason why that could not happen in the Gurdwara.
Joining me now is Jarnail Singh from Siri Singh Sabha Gurdwara in Bristol. Good evening, Jarnail Singh.
Good evening.
First question then, Hardeep there says he'd like to get married in a Gurdwara. Will your Gurdwara allow that?
Possibly not.
What does the religion say? He seems to think that the Sikh religion does not discriminate against gay people.
Yeah, he absolutely spoke the truth, but so far marriage is concerned, I think he didn't have a knowledge of Gurbani. And we have a Rat Maryada code of conduct established by the Akal Takht Jathedar of Golden Temple Amritsar. So we have to follow the rules which they come from Akal Takht of Amritsar. So code of conduct is clearly says when a marriage is taking place, it should be between a Sikh boy and a Sikh girl. And same thing is written in our Gurbani, Guru Granth Sahib, holy, we call it Guru Granth Sahib. I think he needs to study it properly. We don't believe in discrimination. We respect, we don't hate anybody, whatsoever color, creed or gender is. But marriage is a very, very spiritual and long life tie. So in this tie, our religion doesn't approve it.
Can the Guru Granth Sahib be adapted to meet the laws of the country you're living in?
No. We treat it, a Gurbani is a heavenly guide for living a person. So the Sikhism believes in equality, no doubt about it. But the point is, it's a nature has created God. We believe in God, not human being. We believe in God is omnipresent everywhere, spread over in every human being. So God has created the law between a woman and a man. When they tie the knot for reproduction, if gay people get married, if a lesbian people get married, the reproduction principle is failed.
Can a gay couple come for a blessing then in a Gurdwara?
Blessing, we can give the blessing, but not a marriage ceremony.
Right. Yeah. And do you think generally, I mean, he's saying that he's sort of like accepted by the community now generally.
Generally, we accept everybody.
Yeah. And he says he wears a turban, and if he does walk with his partner, hand in hand, they look at him, but they don't say anything. So that's quite acceptable.
We accept this sort of behavior. Discrimination whatsoever, caste, color, or creed, and gender. But we sit together, we eat together, we cook together.
Yeah.
But marriage is a very, very holy ceremony, which our Guru Holy Granth doesn't approve it.
Okay, Janelle Singh from Shri Singh Sabha Gurdwara, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.